The Fifth Kind. This video is in association with Portal to Ascension. Visit www.ascensionconference.com. For information on the upcoming 3-day Portal to Ascension Conference in San Diego, California, April 21st to the 23rd, 2023. Anton Parks is a specialist in ancient translations and author of many best-selling books, including the Gurku Chronicles, which recounts the adventures of the gods and goddesses at the origin of humanity. Eden, the Sumerian version of Genesis, the last march of the gods from Atlantis to Egypt, and the secret of the dark stars. He has also written several seminal essays and presents his research at conferences all over the world. Anton's innovative translations of Sumerian, Egyptian, and Babylonian text challenge all preconceived ideas of humanity's ancient history. His translations of the ancient Sumerian tablets reveal a fascinating story of the Anunnaki, a race of beings that landed on Earth after a war in space, a war of the gods.
Working on the Sumerian tablets allowed me to investigate into our past. Thanks to these translations, I discovered that the Anunnaki, the Sumerian gods, arrived on Earth one day after a war in space. The tablets explain very clearly that the Anunna gods remained stuck on Earth. I think we can find traces of these conflicts in the solar system. For example, we find a lot of craters on the moon. There is also traces of life present on Mars. Mars was once like the Earth with breathable air, a twin of planet Earth. And according to my research, from what I understand, the Anunna also once lived on Mars. They installed underground bases. These bases, in my opinion, are still present on Mars today. That is why future space missions are so important.
But who are the Anunnaki? And why did they come to Earth? And who were they at war with?
The Anunna, or the Anunnaki, are Sumerian gods. Anunna, or Anunnaki, means beings that came from the sky or from the heavens. The Anunnaki with the particle ki means that they were living on Earth. The term Anunna has several definitions, but the most common is princely seed. Some understand by this title that they are the prince of An or the seed of An. The ones that arrived on Earth settled down without the possibility of leaving, trapped on Earth. They also found themselves having to live with the Nungal, who belong to the clan of Enki. Anunna belong to the clan of Enlil. So we understand that from the beginning there was a lot of rivalry between the two clans, the Anunna and the Nungal. They are opposing clans. The word Nungal is generally translated as the High Princes. I believe they are the fallen angels from the biblical text. The Nungal delivered many secrets to humanity. What I found interesting when working with the Sumerian text is that we realize certain activities or decisions of the gods Enki and Enlil correlate with the decisions of the God of the Bible, Yahweh. At the top of the hierarchy is and the chief god. Then Enki and Enlil.
Enlil est avec une femme qui s'appelle Ninti.
When Enlil landed on Earth, he came with a priestess Ninma, called Ninti or Ninma.
Le même personnage. Et elle est regardée dans les textes comme une déesse mère.
According to the text, she is a very important and powerful serpent goddess.
Alors la grande différence entre les Anunnaki et les Nungal, c'est que les Anunnaki.
The difference between the Nungal and the Anunna is that the Anunna hold all the royal powers.
Et quant aux Nungal, eux, ils vont donc s'approcher du genre humain, l'aider.
The Nungal are initiators of mankind.
Et leur apprendre.
They deliver secrets of the gods and mix with the humans.
Et comme l'explique la Bible et certains textes,
just like what the Bible and other biblical texts say about how they will mix and breed with humans.
The Nungal are the Nephilim. Alors, ce qui est important de savoir, en fait, le personnage
Enlil is a very complex and interesting character.
C'est que j'ai trouvé des textes qui expliquent très clairement.
The texts explain that Enlil is in fact the son of Enki.
Donc une création d'Enki.
Therefore, he is a creation of Enki and basically a Nungal.
Il fait partie d'une session de clonage qui a
he was part of a cloning experiment that went wrong.
Mais Enki a décidé
but Enki decided to spare his life.
Et ainsi,
this all happened before they arrived on Earth. Enki is also a clone from Anne.
Alors, il y a une grande différence entre les Anunnaki.
There is a big difference between the Anunnaki and the Nungal that is clearly shown in the text.
Les Anunnaki sont apparemment.
The Anunnaki are reptilian in form and their skin is green.
Et les Nungal sont au contraire plutôt de peau.
And the Nungal are also a type of reptilian but with white skin. They were created with Kingu genes.
Ont été créés.
And the Kingu are enemies of the Ashunga. The Ashunga is a group that formed with Anne and his brothers. The Kingu are at the top of the hierarchy and control every aspect of the reptilian family. And belongs to the royal family, but is inferior in the royal caste.
Les Kingu, étaient déjà dans le système solaire.
The Kingu were already present in the solar system when the Anunnaki came to the Earth. The reason the Anunnaki came to Earth is that they rebelled against Tiamat. Tiamat is the top of the lower hierarchy of royalty in the reptilian family. The Anunnaki were in conflict with the Kingu and rebelled against their rule.
Oui, les Kingu étaient très puissants et ils n'ont pas ce problème d'être.
The Kingu were very powerful and were not trapped within the solar system like the Anunnaki were.
Peu de textes en fait parlent des Kingu, c'est essentiellement.
The Kingu are mainly mentioned in the Mesopotamian literature referencing the Babylonian mythology of creation.
Sinon, le reste vient.
The rest of my knowledge about Kingu is related to information I was able to receive in the form of visions.
Oui, effectivement, on retrouve cette idée.
Just as Anne attempted to slay Tiamat, the High Mother Goddess, in the ancient Mesopotamian literature, there are also examples of a similar story, like the one in ancient Greek mythology, where Zeus tried to kill his father.
Effectivement, on peut trouver des rapports entre l'histoire d'Enki avec Odin, c'est évident.
So it is a very ancient story repeated in many different cultures around the world.
L'arme que va porter Enki.
There are parallels in the Mesopotamian and Nordic mythology as such that Enki can be compared to Odin, Marduk, and even Horus in Egyptian mythology. Enki had a sword, and for Odin, it is replaced with a spear.
Alors, il y a plusieurs épisodes vraiment intéressants dans la mythologie.
There are several really interesting episodes in the Sumerian tablets, which I have translated in my book Eden.
À savoir, par exemple, l'idée que.
For example, when the Anunna and the Nungal arrived on Earth, they settle on top of a mountain and created their own garden called Eden.
Ils créent leur propre jardin qui s'appelle Eden. Et ensuite, très rapidement, ils vont créer leurs propres habitations pour survivre.
They then build communities and dwellings to survive.
Leur verger.
The garden is irrigated using complex systems that link to the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers.
Donc déjà on retrouve donc les deux.
So we again find a connection to the Bible with the Garden of Eden and the two biblical rivers, which is very interesting.
Et il arrive un épisode dont qui ne se retrouve lui par contre pas du tout dans la
Bible. The Sumerian story is different to the Bible's account of the Garden of Eden.
À savoir que
it tells that mankind entered the garden to steal fruits from the gods.
Mais qu'ils vont de ce fait.
As a consequence, mankind contaminates the garden, so the gods decide to burn part of it to contain the problem.
Brûler une partie du jardin d'Éden.
They restructured their defenses and created more walls to prevent mankind getting back in. Enki is the chief healer of the colony and is immune to the contamination risk presented by humans. This is because his own mother, Namu, also used to work with mankind and developed an immunity to contamination, passing this to Enki.
Autre point très intéressant de ces textes, c'est que à partir du moment où Enki va soigner les humains, les Anunnas vont lui donner.
A really important part of the text is when Enki goes to treat humans.
De parler aux humains justement pour qu'ils ne reviennent plus. Donc ça sera le.
The Anunna give him the mission to talk to the humans and to make sure that humans do not come back into the Garden of Eden.
Plusieurs passages sumériens le nomment très clairement. Avec le mot mush,
becoming the exclusive intermediary between mankind and the gods. It is also interesting to note that Enki is regularly referred to in Mesopotamian mythology as Mash, which means serpent or snake. He also looks like a serpent and spoke to the humans while watching over the garden. In the Bible, the snake described in the Garden of Eden is basically the description of Enki. It's the same story.
Et autre point stupéfiant de ces tablettes, c'est que Enki va entretenir.
Another fascinating point in the Sumerian tablets is that Enki is a good friend to mankind.
Et on apprend petit à petit dans les textes.
And we learn that Enki is in fact teaching humans the secrets of the gods.
La connaissance des dieux.
It is said the most important of these secrets was the knowledge of the tool.
L'outil.
In Mesopotamian literature, the term niche means both a tool and tree. So again, we can see parallels to the tree of knowledge in the Bible. The persistence of the human race to master space travel is interesting. With all the mysteries surrounding space, perhaps organizations like NASA are protecting some secrets. Humanity has this obsessive desire to be able to leave the solar system. But I do not think this is possible. Since, in my opinion, the doors are still blocked. And regarding the current space missions taking place, there is a lot of mystery and secrets, as I believe there is a living presence on Mars and on the Moon, which would explain why we have not been back to the moon for a very long time. It would also explain the failures on the Mars missions. And the lack of solutions to the problems they are facing. I think that the conquest of space depends on specific bases from each nation to another. I think, for example, that the Chinese government are probably in contact with intelligent beings that are currently living on the moon. Perhaps they are on good terms with them, contrary to the United States governments. Each nation could be trying as hard as they can to find a solution to escape this trap we are currently in. Trapped within the solar system, each nation may be in communication with different ET clans, exploring different solutions to try and escape.
D'une grande nation à une autre,
I don't think it is the Anunnaki on the moon. I think it's more specifically the Kingu. I believe there are bases of the Orma clan present on the moon. The Orma are the warriors of the Kingu clan that was at war with the Anunnaki.
Alors une fois arrivé sur Terre et avoir réglé ce problème du jardin.
Also, when the Anunnaki first arrived on Earth, they needed a workforce.
Et ils vont missionner.
The gods placed Enki in charge of the project, which is how mankind was created.
Thank you for watching The Fifth Kind. Please check out our official website at fifthkind.tv. This video is in association with Portal to Ascension. Visit portaltoascension.org for access to thousands of interviews, conferences, and live events.